All right. We joined this week by Chris McDonald, star of the upcoming golf dramedy The Squeeze, which hits VOD and theaters on April 17th. Chris, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here. Thanks, bud.
Thanks. So you play a smooth talking southern gambler named Riverboat in the film. When you look back on the actual character, what drew you to the role when you read the script?
Well, first of all, I love the fact that he was based on a real true guy named Titanic Thompson, who was a legendary gambler back in the 30s and 40s and 50s. I mean, he took money from the best of the best because the fix was always in with this guy. And he would take a breath a day without having some kind of action going on. I love that kind of passion, that kind of like, that kind of gambling guy. I never really played in that. So that was the challenge. And I did a lot of research I did on the guy, and he was a really fascinating character. And that's what really drew me to it, other than the fact that it's a true story based on the kid who was found in Texas and taken to the big six games in Vegas by this gambler. I thought, I haven't seen that story. Cool. Thank you.
When you make a film based on film true events, is there an additional pressure to create your character any differently than you normally would?
Well, yes, I've done it a few times, and I find the challenge and the fact that it is a true story to be just the right amount of boundary, if you will, so that you have something to base it on. You may not look like the person. When I played John Krakauer at Krakauer, who did Into Thin Air, and we went to the top of the mountains, and that's when I had that tragedy in 1996. And I didn't look a damn thing like him, but I got him, which was really good. I just kind of like got him, and that was a thrill. So I think I got a kind of charm and fascination of this Titanic Thompson character in Riverboat that the director wanted. So that was really appealing to me. Really.
Do you enjoy playing the antagonist or the protagonist, if given the choice?
Given the choice, I've done both, and I much prefer the antagonist because it just gives you kind of like carte blanche, kind of freedom to just go where in life we don't go. It's really like a get out of jail free card. Just embrace this darker side, and everyone's got it. But I get to actually play it or live it for 2.5 hours or 6 weeks while we're making the movie, and it's really exciting and fun and really challenging to keep it honest, because you can't just be a bad guy. You have to believe in his motivations. So that makes it. It just makes it really, really challenging and fun to do because, yeah, okay, he kills people and children like that, but why? He's not just, no one's a black and white. There's like all the shades of gray that, messing around with just to see where the motivation comes from.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed it. So I haven't played the lead guy, too. I haven't played the protagonist. You have much less room to expand and really experiment. You really must have to be the guy that everything bounces off of. So I think it's more challenging and fun, really fun, play the bad guy.
Yeah, leading off of that, one of the great things about this movie is your interaction with Jeremy Sumpter's character, Augie. For a lot of the film, it feels like there's some like mentorship going on between the characters. Do you feel that Riverboat looks at himself as a mentor, or do you think that he looks at Augie as more property to him?
Well, I think it's a little of both. I think that this kid is not as worldly at all as Riverboat is, but he's just showing him these are the tricks of the game, kid. This is how you do it. When you bet, you've got to make sure that you don't lose. It's not like happenstance, like, you and I might bet and throw dice or something, and, oh, hey, I got, the snake eyes. It's different. It's the fix is always in with this guy. So it's a calculated risk. When he knows that the odds are on his side. And that's what he tries to impart on Augie, so that he can make this kid, who's as green as they come in and act this part, that he's just this guy off the street, lifting pizza, and he's like, hey, let's, I'll play golf. And he's got crazy good skills on the golf course.
There's a great...
That kind of thing that he... Yeah, sorry. So he basically brings that out of the kid, and that's a real big arc for that character.
Great. There's a great line in the film that I love. The art of gambling is to make the other guy think that it is what it appears to be when you've made damn sure it's not. Is that the perfect description of your character's, how your character lives every aspect of his life, or just the gambling part?
I would think every aspect of his life. This guy lived and breathed gambling. He spent every waking hour making sure that he had the edge on somebody, and then flippantly just go, hey, I'll bet on that. You think I can make that? You think I can throw that card and make it hit that hat 20 feet away? There's no way you're going to do that. Well, how much? $100. I put that hat in, that card in that hat. Dude, you're not going to do it. All right, here's $100. Put it on the table. And that's how he lived his life. I mean, he constantly was doing that. Apparently, this guy, Titanic Thompson, was a guy who would do just that. He would say, you talk to me, but don't blink. But I thought you were going to blink three times. Or something really, I mean, just ridiculous. I mean, it was amazing how much he loved the game so much that every waking moment was based on that. And how he could get the advantage of it and take people's money. He was notorious for taking all kinds of large payments from very big people who were just like suckered by this guy. So yeah, that statement I say in the movie is pretty much how he lived his life.
Yeah. So I got to ask you about acting against Michael Norrie. There was like a chess match between your characters, you know, between you, Riverboat, and Jimmy Diamonds. He's such an intense actor to work against. Was it as fun as it was for us to watch it, to film it?
It was even more fun because my characters wanted to get under his skin and make him just crawl, you know, kind of like that. The stuff that's in the movies is probably the best of the best that he did, but never, each take was different. I would just try to just push his buttons. So it was a joy to do with somebody, it's like a tennis match.
Yeah.
You got a great partner on the other side, and you're trying to slice down and you're coming into the net, you know. And they hit winner's back at you, and they do pass shots. Like, wow, guy, okay. See how the next point goes. So you're always trying to figure each other out. This is a consummate actor who's playing a consummate gambler and against another consummate gambler. So it was like it was a pissing match.
Yeah,
and I loved it. He's a joy to work with.
Yeah, the first time I watched the film, I actually got through it two times this weekend, and the first time I watched it, watching the very first scene between the two of you at the poker table, like, I was nervous for you. Like, I'm watching this guy across the table, and he just has that, like, that calming, like, lion, I'm going to take you out when I'm ready, you know.
And yeah, exactly. He's got a great presence, and that was a really intense scene. And Steve Wynn, where we shot in Vegas, said it's probably one of the best poker scenes he's ever seen in the movie. I mean, it's up there with Cincinnati Kid, which was great because, you know, I was basically, okay, you don't like the way I'm taking your money? No, it's cut cards. Can't fix that. It's cut cards. And that's the way he lived on the edge, which is really cool.
No, go ahead.
I would say Michael played this guy to the hilt, too. He's just a wonderful actor. And he got that scary part because he's part of the mafia, so you just have a henchman take you out.
Yeah.
That's something the Riverboat or you know, my character just does not deal with. He doesn't deal with henchmen. So he's up to the big boys.
So this is your second return visit to the Lynx, as you obviously previously starred in Happy Gilmore with Adam Sandler. Are you a golf enthusiast?
Well, I think it's the greatest game ever. Yes, I would have to say I'm a golf enthusiast. I loved the game before I did Happy Gilmore. But I got so much better while I was doing that movie because I was playing with this, you know, wonderful player, Mark Lai. And we were chipping and putting and driving 6 days a week for, you know, 8 hours a day. So my game got really, really good. And especially my short game, I just thought, wow, this is the most amazing thing. Now, I'll tell you something about golf that bothers me, though. As a kid, grew up, I didn't play any golf at all. It was basketball, it was football, it was baseball, that kind of stuff. Across, but golf is the game I'll play for the rest of my life. That's how much I love it now. I love getting up in the air and just pristine golf courses. I play some really wonderful places all around the country. And it's really a gift. It's frustrating because my game right now, I'm working too much, so I don't really get a chance to play as much as I'd like to. And so I played tournaments, and I, you know, it scrambled, so you use your shot every third or fourth shot. Like, yeah, it's great putter. Yeah, great shot. And it's sort of a team thing, and then you raise the money for kids or something. It's really a wonderful way to go through life. So I play a lot of golf through those charities, and it's a blast.
Yeah, I think you said the word right, frustrating, because every time I get out on the link, I'm extremely frustrated with my game.
Exactly. But then you'll hit that one shot, and you'll go, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I did that. Yep, that's me.
I'll be back. I want to just repeat that every time, yeah.
All right, so like I said, did you give any pointers to the kids on set, or were they pretty much ready to go when they got to the set for the golfing?
They were very well screened, Michael. They were guys that had to pass the Terry Jastrow test, and he's the man who wrote and directed this thing, so he brought him out to his own course in Bel Air and made sure that they could really play. And when he found he found this kid, you know, Jeremy Sumpter, I'm like, wow, this guy's a, you know. He plays to an index of one. He's really, really solid golfer and a very good actor. So he got a home run there. So I didn't have to give him any pointers on that. Just to make, I get inside their head. That's what I did.
Both acting and golfing.
Exactly.
Well, so the Squeeze is available on video on demand in select theaters on April 17th. Make sure you check this out. Chris, thank you so much for talking with us today, and good luck with the film.
Much appreciated, Michael. Take care.
All right, have a good one.